John, welcome back. You know how we love digging into the nitty-gritty of local issues, right?
Absolutely. Those seemingly small decisions that can have huge EE ripple effects.
Exactly. And that's what today's deep dive is all about: land development. Specifically, we're looking at a case in Jurupa Valley, California. It's a bit of a head-scratcher when you look at the numbers, so we're going to break it down and talk about the bigger picture of zoning laws and honestly, just who benefits from these kind of big development deals.
Right, because it's not always immediately clear how a change in zoning. I mean, we're talking about lines on a map here can suddenly make a property worth millions more, literally overnight.
Okay, so let's get into this Jurupa Valley case. We're talking about a property on Jurupa Road. It was purchased back in 2021. Pretty normal, right? $735,000. But then things get interesting.
Yeah, fast forward to 2022, the Jurupa Valley City Council approves rezoning for this property. And boom, suddenly the land is listed for $3.5 million. And get this, that's before they've even, put a shovel in the ground.
So what's the catch?
Well, the rezoning allowed the owner to turn the land, which was zoned for something else before, into a housing development. We're talking 35 new homes, each expected to sell for, hold on to your hats, around $600,000.
Whoa. Okay, so potentially a $21 million payout just from getting the zoning changed.
Pretty much. And that's where things get a little, shall we say, murky.
Yeah, because it's not just about the money, is it? There's some talk of a lawsuit brewing, which makes you wonder, are these decisions actually benefiting the community or just lining the pockets of developers?
It's a valid question. We've seen it time and time again.
Yeah.
Developers with a dog in the fight, pushing for zoning changes that increase a property's value, sometimes lobbying local officials, maybe even contributing to their campaigns. And while it's not always illegal, it definitely raises ethical eyebrows, you know?
Totally. And look, this isn't just a Jurupa Valley thing. I mean, this kind of story is playing out in towns and cities across the country. The struggle to balance growth, affordable housing, and keeping the character of a community, it's tough.
It is. The challenge lies in finding that sweet spot, that balance, where development benefits everyone, not just a select few. We're talking about economic growth, alongside preserving what makes a community unique, its charm, its history, its people.
It makes you think about your own neighborhood, doesn't it? Have you noticed any of this happening where you live? Maybe a vacant lot suddenly sprouting condos, or a historic building being demolished for a high-rise? It can be jarring.
It really can. And that's why it's so important to be aware of what's happening at the local level. Pay attention to those public hearing notices, those seemingly boring meetings. Get involved.
Seriously, it's not just about complaining after the fact. It's about being informed, engaging with local planning decisions, making your voice heard. Knowledge is power.
Absolutely. For example, understanding things like variances. Those are exceptions to existing zoning rules and conditional use permits. They sound technical, but they can completely change the game in terms of what gets built and where.
It's true. And the more we understand these processes, the better equipped we are to advocate for development that benefits the many, not just the few.
And that's the key takeaway here. As we've seen in Jurupa Valley and elsewhere, the push and pull between economic development and preserving what makes communities special, well, it requires thoughtful, transparent decision-making. So next time you see a development project popping up in your neighborhood, ask yourself, is this building a future that benefits everyone, or is it just prioritizing short-term gains over the long-term health and character of our community?
That is a great question to think about. And that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time for another deep dive into the issues that matter most to you.